Blog Talk Radio.
It's 2014. Do you know where your IT guys are? We don't. It's Patch and Switch. And now, two guys banned from the supermarket for playing with Mentos and Diet Coke. It's Patch and Switch.
There's far too much possibility for that going wrong in real life, right?
Yes, absolutely. And oddly enough, just as the show starts, I completely lose audio.
Nice. Are you completely blind?
Yeah,
blind?
Pretty much. Can't hear a thing.
I can hear it all.
Can't hear a single thing.
I can hear it all. We're good. Okay. The music's still playing, I'll tell you that.
Oh, all right.
Fantastic. Okay, since we're about to wrap up, hang on. Here we go.
I can't hear this. Somebody, I don't know.
Did I do something over here?
Hopefully that we have no callers. Or actually, I would like callers. I'm just not going to be able to hear them. You'll have to translate.
I can jiggle the cable.
You're good at that.
I'm jiggling the cable right now.
Then it's, well, there's no sound anyway, so there's
my concern would be that I would, like, take the whole system down if I jiggled the cable.
Yeah, so let's not do that.
Very good.
Let's not do that. Hey, Happy New Year, my friend.
Happy New Year.
How are you?
We have survived.
We have.
And I will actually say 2014 is officially the year of the Linux desktop. This year. It will happen.
Okay.
I know it will.
All right, buddy.
2014.
Yes. So what, have you still not put the champagne down since the start of the new year there?
No, I'm not. I am not intoxicated. I'm drinking high-test coffee. Everything is all good.
Okay, sounds fantastic.
Although I was going to bring in some Baileys today.
Yeah?
But we don't have Baileys. We can pretend we have Baileys, but it's just Microsoft-branded coffee cup with, I think it's Seattle's best left-hand side roast or whatever it's called.
So you did short left start.
No, long. You do it tall.
Oh, you do it. You do it the tall. You want to build all the way
right
up
to the top.
Gotcha. Hey, just a quick shout out to all of our listeners out there in the chat room. We've got Jay Shock again. We've got K.O. Beckman. Hey, look who's joined us from just down the street. It's Mr. Rigsby.
Welcome
back again.
Welcome.
And our friend Veronica has showed up. Hey, in the chat room.
She's on time, too.
Absolutely, which is fantastic.
Normally she's late.
There's a couple of guests in the chat room, so if you're listening, you'll want to sign up for a free Blog Talk Radio account, which is really easy to do. You click the little sign-up button, fill in some information.
Just make sure you get the free one.
Yes, absolutely. That way we can see who you are, and you can participate in the chat room. It looks like Rigsby had a fantastic New Year's Eve. Apple pie moonshine and Texas Hold'em.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I was going to make apple pie moonshine.
Yeah?
I was going to make the moonshine because, you know, I want to stay on the proper side of the line of the law. But apparently, according to the Moonshiner Show, which is my knowledge of moonshine.
You can reality take, television?
It's a half and half mixture of white moonshine with apple cider or apple juice with a stick of cinnamon inside of it.
Yep.
And so I might try to make some sometime.
Yeah. Sounds good.
But hey, man, 2014, we're here, we're live, we're on vacation, and yet we still come into the secret bunker to record this show just for our dedicated five listeners. Or, sorry, one, two, three.
Dude, there's a lot. In fact, there's a ton of guests in there.
I know.
We might actually get past the 10 listener mark today.
Well, you know what it was?
Not yet.
I was about to say, Win Obs.
You were about to say?
Win OBS, Richard. I forget Richard's last name. He's a guy, diligently doing the retweets and doing the investigative reporting and stuff on Windows that he does, and shares it out with the world with his WinOBS website and also his Twitter account. He retweeted us this morning, so he might have actually gotten two new listeners because of that retweet.
Oh, fantastic.
Out of his 75 million
followers. Well, you know, two counts. There's a ton of guests. Hey, look, Ladwig, shut up.
Be nice to him.
I'm always nice to Scott.
I know, but make sure you get Ladwig correctly. Is it Ladwig or Ladwig?
It's Ladwig.
Okay, Ladwig.
You said it wrong.
Did I say it?
You said it wrong.
It's not enough coffee. It's too early in the morning. My goodness, we're 5 minutes into the show almost, and we haven't even talked about what we're going to be talking about yet today.
What are we talking about?
Well, you know,
today?
We're loose and nimble because it is
agile.
We're agile. We're doing the agile. We're not doing waterfall show production. We're doing agile. Production this time.
Exactly.
For
what
a developer
does that
brethren
mean?
Out there,
I have no idea what that means. Okay. None whatsoever.
We are here. We're going to be talking about our normal segments that we happen to have, and maybe you know have a little bit about. I've actually got a really funny story to share. Potentially funny story. It's some stuff I was doing last night. I was looking for a Torx number 2 screwdriver.
A number 2?
Torx number 2.
That's
tiny.
Yeah.
Very tiny.
Yeah.
So are we officially on? Are we on beer money right now?
Yeah. Well, for those of you who are new to the show, in fact, actually, I've got to welcome two new people who have actually joined in. Sean Lowe and Nun704.
Nice.
Thanks for joining us. So newbies. Welcome, newbies.
And if you're interested, this is a talk show. It's not just us
talking.
Like we actually will
take. I can't hear anything, but it's a talk show.
We will. At least I will be able to take the calls because I still have audio. You could call in if you wanted to with a regular old POTS line. If you don't know what POTS is, then this is the wrong show for you. 646-595-4888 if you wanted to.
Now POTS is different than like what people in Colorado and Seattle would.
No, I said
Washington.
POTS with an S,
well,
on not
plural.
POTS.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, you actually, I don't think, would ever connect with anybody if you're doing the POT line. But POTS line, thank you. But the POTS line, plain old telephone system, good old-fashioned one, is available at 646-595-4888. Or if you have a ID from Blog Talk Radio and you are signed into it, you can actually, from the main webpage, because I tried this out last week, or not last week, couple of weeks ago, you can actually hit the link button that is there for Skype. That will make a direct Skype to the Blog Talk Radio service, which then ties you into our studio room, and then we can actually talk to you that way as well.
Brixby says it's the painfully old telephone system.
Yes. Oh, nice. That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's
so
good.
My beer money.
Yeah,
and my
Torx
number 2
segment.
Screwdriver, the first segment.
Yes, beer money.
So this is basically the stuff that we do while on vacation, because I'm sure that everybody at least took some time off over the last little while for holidays. And as any IT pro that works in the industry knows, it is the time of year when we generally are the most busy for one of two reasons. One of them is you're either still at work because it is one of the best times to get IT projects done because no one's around.
Absolutely.
Or you're at home relaxing, and then your brother-in-law, sister-in-law, brother, sister, mother, father, cousin twice removed on your Aunt Bessie's side comes and asks you about something with regards to technology to help out with over the holidays, and you diligently say yes because it's what you do. That's when you go ahead and apply the 975 updates for Windows XP and hopefully have counseled them on how to go ahead and do an upgrade from XP to Windows 7 or Windows 8 because XP is expiring in April of this
now,
year.
Now, I've noticed that you actually jumped over what typically is our first segment.
No, I didn't.
Which is from the trenches.
Is it from the trenches?
Yeah, that's usually the first segment. But considering that we've been on vacation,
we don't have any trenches stories.
No.
Right.
Because basically the secret bunker has been shut down. We've been banned from entering.
Yes.
I'm actually
sprawling through an air vent.
Yeah.
That's what I did.
Was that with that big loud crash?
That's why we're missing a ceiling tile in the roof right now.
All right, no
problem. I had to come in through the roof on suspended cables.
Nice.
Suspended Cat 5 wire.
All right. So we'll bypass from the trenches, unless, of course, our callers have a from the trenches story. We'll go right to the beer money. Actually, Sean Lowe, he says they've only got about 100 XP systems left. He's almost done. Well done. You've got just a couple more months left. April.
Very good.
April. So,
Torx,
good work.
Number 2.
Torx number 2. You needed a Torx number 2.
My son's Nokia 521. Cheap, small,
everyday
phone.
Yeah, phone.
Phenomenal
right?
phone.
Yeah.
It's almost what I would call a disposable phone, because if it breaks, you can literally just go and spend $100 and get another one. So it's actually quite cost effective. Not very good for the environment, but, you know, that's not a whole story because you properly recycle all your electronics correctly. We all do. I decided that my significant other phone, her phone basically had a crack screen and damaged digitizer. It's a 920. My son wants to be able to do a selfie, and he can't do a selfie with the 520 or 521.
Without flipping the phone
without
around.
Flipping the phone around, and he can't see it. So I guess that's a big thing for kids these days. Get off my lawn! I don't know. So I'll go ahead and I'll order a screen replacement kit from eBay. So I went ahead and I found a nice screen replacement kit that is a digitizer and glass included, and also a fantastic set of screwdrivers and a guitar pick to be able as your tools.
A guitar pick.
To be able to...
Is that in the official instructions?
It's the official instructions on how to go ahead and to make it so you can remove the adhesive that glues stuff together. And then I watched a phenomenal video on YouTube about how to go ahead and separate the glue from the glass and take the phone apart. So here I am last night at 9 o'clock with my screwdriver set, and I'm missing a Torx number 2 screwdriver because in the freebie screwdriver set that they gave you one with a Torx number 2 that was stripped. I mean, who would have thunk that a free set of screwdrivers that come along with a $25 screen replacement kit are going to be so crappy that you can't actually undo a number 2? And you know how small a number 2 screw is?
Yeah.
Like, it looks like...
Because I know a Torx...
It looks like
12 is what I used to use in PCs. And
it looks like the poop that a gnat would leave. That's how small it is, and you got to somehow manage to unscrew this damn thing.
J-Shock says to remember to use the whammy bar as well.
Well, you know what I did? I was able to get and on top of it, there's only two number 2 screws inside the entire phone. However, they're the ones that actually hang on to the bracket which holds the motherboard to the screen. And they're on the side. So you can get all the rest of the clips off, and you can kind of lift it out a little bit, and you have to undo two little screws and then slide it out to be able to get the two things separated. Couldn't do it.
So do you need a number 2 Torx?
No.
Because I have an entire massive Torx set.
Number 2?
I'm sure there's a number 2.
Well, why did I should have texted you last night.
You probably should have.
So I just forcibly bent the bracket and then snapped the piece of metal and separated the two of them. It was just one small little thing.
Are these the pieces of metal that you'll be replacing anyway, so it didn't matter? Or?
No, this was part of the
there. Okay.
Yeah. So I then took a pair of pliers and pulled some of the metal off. It worked. I managed to correctly remove the glass digitizer from the LCD screen. It required the use of a heating gun, paint remover gun, you know, the heat gun.
Yeah.
So basically heating the thing up to over 100 degrees centigrade, which is almost
warm.
I went to 85.
Okay.
And I used my instant read thermometer to be able to tell how hot it was.
Oh, the beer making thermometer.
And then I used a suction cup from my GPS mount to be able to pull the thing apart and manage to get it apart and pull it all apart. And it's phenomenal. First time I've successfully done a screen replacement. And it worked all the way. And I still didn't need the Torx number 2 because I broke off the thing anyway.
Yeah.
I put the rest together with my Torx number 4.
And it worked.
And plugged it in. Pause.
Going.
And then all of a sudden the phone goes, bzz, and then it starts the booting sequence.
Yay! Victory.
I did it.
So the screen will actually hold without those two.
It's kind of hard to. It's almost like it's like a shelf, like a wall with a little tiny bit of a lip on top of it. You can slide the piece into, and that just secures it. So I figured, you know, when I put stuff together, sometimes I have screws left over. You don't need those ones. Those are extras.
Until your boy comes with it, wonders why the phone is shifted.
Yes.
8 millimeters down.
Well, so that it's up and running. It's now charging overnight. I did a reset on it, and now I have the spinning gears.
Oh.
So the reset has been known on the 920.
Yeah.
If you check the forums, there's been some problems with the reset sometimes. And apparently this is one of those times. And so now I've got this beautifully replaced screen, but I've got spinning gears on the screen.
Oh, no.
But there's a couple of magical key sequences that if you press at the right time and you happen to be oriented toward the slight
northwest, A-B.
You know, it's you know, if you do that, then you can bypass the spinning gears. So I've memorized those appropriate key sequences. It's not the simple volume down, hold the power button for 10 seconds. It's something more complex than that. But, that's the first part of my beer money that I've got.
Mr. Beckman says when the instructions start with, you'll need a large suction cup, but it goes downhill quickly from there.
Large suction cup with a heat gun. Do you have any audio still on your...
Yeah, I actually do. I have audio back again, at least I did. Yes. Last time I dinked.
I can test. Let me do a quick little test here.
Anyway, let's see. Yeah, I hear you.
You got it? Okay.
Yeah, I got you. Frederick's joined us. Hey, Frederick, from across the pond.
Oh, nice. Glad to see the interwebs are still working across the water.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Sean Lowe said he melted a keyboard with a heat gun once by accident. I'm pretty sure we've melted more than just a keyboard that.
Another new person, Jason Velocity.
Yes, Jason Velocity has joined. Welcome to the chat room.
I love this chat room thing.
It's awesome.
I wish I could get in there to look at it, but I know that I've tried it before. Whenever I go into the chat room, it somehow reboots the chat room. So I generally don't try to go in the chat room.
Right.
I just watch it. In case you're wondering, in our secret bunker, we actually have a 60-inch monitor TV thing that's mounted on the wall. It's a very small secret bunker room. And good old Switch over there, he manages to somehow connect up some dongle thingy over to his Surface Pro and manage to get it up and broadcast on the screen. And the studio is actually run off of my trusty Lenovo W520 massive monster portable server laptop to be able to connect up with Skype to the interwebs. I just let the entire cat out of the bag for how this whole show works.
Absolutely. It's actually baling wire, duct tape, two tin cans and string. The other tin can, so we're using one.
We're crowded around a single tin can tied up to the microphone right now to try to make it work.
J-Shock is like... J-Shock. Dongle. That is so mean. Kale Beckman, have we settled on who is Patch and who is Switch yet?
I don't know, because
it changes.
It switches up based on whoever happens to draw the short straw that morning for who's Patch or who's Switch. They're both relatively incompetent, so normally I end up being, I know I'm the incompetent one, so.
Well, not always.
But it switches around.
Yeah, it does. It does, absolutely.
Have you any beer money stories to share from this lovely holiday season?
A lot of my beer money activity has just been really simple. Hey, I need this piece of software. Can you help me get it installed? So I've done a bunch of Office installs. I mean, fairly simple stuff. So nothing as glamorous as a number two Torx.
And that was last night.
Yeah, which, again, I can't believe that. Of all the things, I mean, I remember getting a very panicked text on Christmas Eve or very close to Christmas Eve saying, I can't get this particular device to work. It's connected. It's plugged into the HDMI on my TV. It won't work. I get this text at 11 o'clock on Christmas Eve whatever night
I'm
that
doing
was.
Three things. I'm not even really listening to you. I'm kind of, yes. Yes. I said, wait a second. I know this story.
That's, yes, it's you. It's you of all the things. Okay.
Hey, it's an important piece of
hardware. I understand that, but I just still don't understand why... When I get a panic text at 11 o'clock before because you can't plug in the TV to the HDMI, there's an input and an output.
I realized that after I sent the panic text. If there was I tried an SMS text recall, but it works about as well as the Exchange server recall message button, which never works.
Correct.
I don't know why did we put that in? Like never works.
Just to make people feel.
Feel if they could pull back a message after they sent it out to...
If they sent it to the entire company, yes.
You know, it's craziness. So, in case you are wondering, when you plug in the Xbox One, make sure that you actually plug the HDMI from the TV into the out of HDMI, not the input, and then expect the damn thing to work.
Correct.
It was dark. I'm feeling around for their proper entry. Plugged it into the wrong one. It's not good.
I hate
not
it. Not good happens. At all. I hate not it when that happens.
However, that another slight thing with beer money is that the reason why I was setting up ahead of time is actually some advice that got a lot of traction that I gave out leading up to Christmas.
I wonder where you got that advice.
Which was not that one there, but it's I said, hey, if you're giving away any kind of Windows 8.1 or 8.0 system to anybody as maybe you're playing Santa or you're just being nice and you're giving someone a new laptop, spend the time and do all the updates and get everything all done. Like I surprised my significant other with a new laptop this year because she's been sludging through the communal laptop that she's let the kids use forever that has broken plastic pieces and probably cake and pop smeared on it and stuff like that. And so anyway, I gave her own laptop to use.
Cake.
And it came with 8.0 on it. So I'm like, I definitely want to update this thing. So I spent the time, put on the one update, not all 81, just one update to light up the 8.1 update functionality from the Microsoft Store, and then updated to 8.1, and then downloaded some updates, and then I even spent the time to customize it for her to put on her ID and to make sure email was working and stuff like that. And when she opened up the box Christmas Day, unwrapped it and turned it on, it was all set to go. Phenomenal.
Fantastic.
Phenomenal.
Fantastic. And, of course, same thing with your consoles.
Console, same thing, and all the games.
Yes.
That's important. Nothing is more frustrating than turning on the machine for the very first time for Xbox One and trying to think you're going to be able to play Ghosts and realizing you have to download 4 gigs. of stuff.
Yes.
To be able to do the update for it.
So
I still haven't even played the Xbox One yet.
You haven't even had a chance.
No, that's you know, we're relaxing, I guess is the air quotes term of stuff.
Well,
over
let's
Christmas.
Be honest, we've made about 22 gallons of beer.
Yes, I've been making beer and other stuff as well, but I've not had a chance to actually sit and play the Xbox One. That's on my list for today. That's
we're doing after the show?
I am going to my house, cracking some beer, pouring some beer.
Yeah.
I've been carbonating the clogger, so the clogger should be ready to drink by now.
Oh, excellent.
And then I'm going to play some Xbox One.
I have, speaking of our beers, we have the Snowpocalypse Part Deux.
Did we try that yet?
Yes, we did.
Yes, we did.
And I actually have maybe a quarter of a growler left. From New Year's Eve, which there was a full growler, and I apparently was the only one drinking it. Now there's about a quarter of it left.
Nice.
Veronica also says, charge the battery for RC toys before wrapping. Yes, or put batteries in.
Oh, yes, very good.
Yes.
Nice
yes.
one.
Another pro tip.
I do not recommend shipping charged batteries inside said devices.
Well,
that's
no.
not a good thing.
Well, usually it's not allowed.
Right. But who reads those warnings anyway?
Who reads the warning label?
I don't read those warnings.
We don't, apparently.
No. Instruction manuals? Bah, never read those.
So how was your – so I haven't done a lot as far as beer money.
I've done so many laptop setups, so many updates.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of just updating, installing.
Yeah.
You know, I probably installed Office.
Yeah.
Or four times.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not that it's a complex thing, but some people just prefer having the installation done in the hands of an alleged expert.
We also had some, you and I had some common friends in our circle of friends that were getting Xbox 360s for the very first time as well.
Yes.
And I was also just giving them a primer on, hey, these are family settings. This is how this works. This
mm-hmm.
is how you set up a child live ID, Xbox Live ID, to be able to set some sort of limits that are built into the system. You would not believe the number of people, parents that we know, not the ones we set up, obviously, but the number of parents that simply say, oh, look, here you go, Billy boy. Here's a new Xbox. Here you go, Sally. Here's a 360, whatever it happens to be. And then just let the kids set it up. It's like, you shouldn't really do that. It's like, you know, here you go. Here's a new computer. Go ahead and start to use it. You should spend some time and understand what sort of parental controls you can use, not to lock people out, not to restrict people what they do. I firmly believe having a good communication channel,
absolutely.
Talking with kids so that they understand what's appropriate action, what's not appropriate action, that sort of stuff with the machines, and have a conversation as opposed to a big stick. But just know what those options are. And then, most of the sites all have good links talking about what privacy issues there are, have security issues that are involved, and, you know, gaming issues that are involved, just that everyone has a good experience, right? I've also seen way too many lockdowns in place that really just become too restrictive that you can simply lighten up if you've had that conversation with the kids.
Absolutely.
And the kids understand. Take
Absolutely.
The time.
Hey, 63167 has joined.
Wow, that's a good name.
Yeah. It's actually Bjorn.
See, that's trivia I would not know.
Yeah, but Bjorn came in and said it's actually him. He just needs to figure out how to change.
I see. Is Jason Velocity still there? He is still there.
Yeah.
He actually tweeted us. He was just saying, so first of all, Jason, we apologize. The player for this particular site, it's your first show. Please don't leave because of the experiences you might have had with the player. It looks as though he had issues.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he went in and used his VLC to be able to get the player to work. So, you know.
I'm also looking at the absolute terror going on in the chat room. There's a lot of the NT talk going on in the chat room.
Oh, wow, man. Talking about Boneyard there.
Yeah, I think I've just had some flashbacks, some PTSD things going on when you start talking about that. Okay. Let's see.
Any more beer money?
Do you have more beer? Otherwise, we can go to the next segment.
I'm trying to think. It's I got one more.
Go ahead.
Sort of cool. I gifted myself a present.
Oh. We never do.
Under the Christmas tree, from Dad to Dad.
Hang on. Rigsby just put in the chat room, Mike Rigsby, a.k.a. the Indiana Jones of IT.
I like that. That's his new name, Indy.
Indy.
There we go.
Mike ranked me in the outdated infrastructure of doom.
Nice. So I've got, I gifted myself
Fantastic.
One of those lovely little devices that you're carrying right next to you right now.
Yes.
The Dell Venue 8.
Yes.
I managed to come across one that fell off the back of a truck that was bound for Australia that actually turned out to be more expensive.
Can you drive a truck from
apparently it's
Texas, Australia?
It was bound for Australia inside a container ship or something. I don't know.
But okay.
Either way, it didn't make it because it was a U.S.-only deal. They purchased it, but then it actually cost more than the device to ship it to Australia.
Ouch.
So I'm like, well, you know, I can hang on to it for you if you want till next time you show up on stateside, or I'll just give you, the, you know, what you paid for it, and then I'll take it. And he's like, you know what? Yeah, go ahead, do that. It's like, thank you very much, Jeff Alexander, much appreciated, for giving me a Christmas
Jeff.
Gift. Shout out to the boys under the sea.
So this would be more along the lines of random spending.
Oh, damn it.
Which is the next segment. But it was a great segue. Well played.
I just can't believe you're actually the guy that's got the big stick and cracking the whip as far as keeping us in line for the show. Normally, that's me.
Well, it's just because I'm at least a good half a cup of coffee in and you still haven't finished yours yet.
You are correct.
This device, now I got a case.
The Venue 8.
And I actually just showed you
the
case. It's cheap. I want to say it was $18-ish. From the Amazons.
Where's my pro?
I don't know. No. people can't hear you when you're that far away from the microphone.
It's the audio effect. I'm trying to
providing
dynamic access. I think I'm walking around the room right now.
Right.
Coming right back to the microphone. There we go.
Exactly. You know, when I first got it, I struggled a little bit because I'm not necessarily used to the 8-inch form factor. I'm used to a larger screen, from 10-inch to the Surface Pro, Surface RT, Surface 2, and my eyes. Let's just face it, I'm old.
Old man syndrome.
Exactly.
Yes, I'm right there with you.
However, having used said device, basically sitting there taunting my friends as we watch football games over the course of the past week and a half, I really, 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 really like this device.
So do you hold it? Can you see that? Can anyone see this?
Portrait
or landscape. Which way do you hold it, man?
It depends. If I'm online reading some of the forums, going through reading, I caught up on a ton of reading through some techie geeky forums,
yep.
DJ stuff, a lot of listening to music and stuff. Just depends on kind of what I'm doing. If I'm playing my new addiction, which is
Taptiles?
No, it's not Taptiles anymore. It's Frozen Freefall.
Oh, yeah?
Which is one of these games that is very similar. It's like, you know, you match up things, you have to, you know, clear the levels. It's fantastic. However, it's one of these games that has in-game purchases. So they taunt you with the power-ups.
Oh, yeah.
But then you've got to buy, you know, like additional power-ups for a dollar or things like that. We only have 5 lives that you can play through. And then once that's over, every 30 minutes you get a life back or you have to buy new ones. So basically, I've been transitioning between all my different devices.
Nice.
To play this game. At any rate, I play that in landscape mode.
Frozen
Freefall.
Freefall.
Yeah. So it's the, you know, Disney's Frozen is kind of how it's based on, but it's completely addictive.
If I haven't seen the movie, I can still play
the game.
Oh, yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. But anyway, love this device. And I do. I kind of switch back and forth between the various What do you call that? Portrait landscape.
Yeah, portrait landscape. I call it narrow. I call it narrow and skinny versus wide and fat.
Okay.
It's highly technical.
Fair enough.
Skinny, wide and fat. Did we actually book this secret meeting room? Did we?
I don't know.
I hope no one's going to kick
us out. You may want to do that real quick. You may want to do that.
I'll step outside and I'll press the button.
Jay Shock got to taunt your friends with technology and not that team from Houston. Hey, Jay Shock, buddy. It's not too soon because we've got a new head coach. We've got the number one pick in the draft. It's okay. I'm over that.
We're good for the room.
We're good for the room. All right, fantastic. You, my friend, we went to the Clink.
Oh, yeah?
We went to the Clink last Sunday.
The Clink?
Yeah, CenturyLink Field. It's a football stadium.
Clink to me means like jail or something. I'm like, did I sleep through that?
No, but I have to call stadiums by their nicknames. I don't know. The CenturyLink Field. We saw the Seahawks.
Yes.
Play the Rams.
Yes.
And we were on national television.
And I grabbed a picture of the TV.
Oh, you got a screenshot?
And you can actually see us.
That's fantastic.
When some big dude was ejected from the field.
We may or may not have been taunting him as he was walking off the field,
yes,
because we were right by the,
yes,
exit to their locker room.
Yeah.
It was fantastic. Anyway.
That random spending?
It was random spending, actually. And I've got a shout out to our buddy Nate, from Houston, or as we say down there, Houston, the H is silent, much like the E in Ladwig is silent. Houston, for the hospitality with the game. Let's see. Rixie says no. Rick's definition of clink is after some of the tech ed parties. I think that's don't be eaten by the fescue.
Yes. the fescue lining the sidewalks of Orlando.
Is a type of grass used in the South.
The first time I've ever seen fescue, and I swear whenever I accidentally swayed off of the beaten path of cement sidewalks onto the fescue, you couldn't get back onto it again. It just would suck you in.
Yes, exactly. Anyway, so back on some more random spending. So you had a Christmas tree present, the venue to,
yes,
Rick from Rick.
Yes, to Dad from Dad.
Oh, to Dad from Dad. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything you purchased for the device?
It's plain vanilla. I have not bought any cases or styli or anything else.
See, I'm a little bit. I don't think I'm going to get the styli. I don't think I need that because
I'll use the Surface Pro,
right?
So for me, I definitely need a case because it will be battered and bashed and scratched within a matter of weeks or days after I start to carry this as a full-time consumption device.
Yes.
I have not done as of yet. So
I also had a gift from Santa.
Oh yeah.
Under the tree, which was a Kindle paperweight.
Ooh.
So that I can read at 3 o'clock in the morning when I have insomnia, like
almost,
last night.
Almost really reading.
Oh,
with,
yes,
real paper.
Yes.
But it's electronic paper.
Yes. Had a mic. It's a little LCD screen. You get the little blown out.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, where it's super bright that happened to be in the middle of the screen. I actually did. I've got to say this. I've got to give a shout out to Amazon. This was Christmas Day, right? And I finally get the paper white out, get it, go through the setup, right? Trying to get used to using it. And there's this blown out, you know, pixel. LED pixel.
Yeah.
Was annoying. So I'm like, well, I got to.
It was probably right smack in the middle of the screen, wasn't it?
Yes.
It was not
exactly
from the
side. Yeah.
It
was not
in
like in the lower left hand corner where it would work. So I get the device, get it all set up, and then I'm like, oh, this is going to drive me nuts. Let me just jump on the website to see if other people have experienced this. There's not a lot of people who have experienced it, but a couple.
Yep.
When you mass produce these devices, it happens, right?
Yeah.
It happens on televisions, everything else. So I went, well, let's figure out how we exchange this device. And I went online, and they actually had somebody in the chat on Christmas Day, which my guess is they're doing the whole, you know, round the globe kind of thing, because it was, you know, midday here on Christmas Day. So across the pond or down in Asia, it was the next day or whatever, close to the next day. They actually had one replaced for me, and it arrived at my house the 27th, which is, you know, the first day after Christmas was the first shipping day, and it was there. And now it's fantastic. I've probably read a book and a half since I've got the thing. Love the device anyway. Again, I'm one of these guys. I'm a little bit crazy. We've talked about this before on the show. Devices that are really good for one thing, I tend to stick with. Right?
Yeah.
Even though I've got the Surface with the Kindle app, and now I've got the Venue Pro and everything else, I like consumption device. A device that, if it's good for reading, that's what I'm going to use. If it's good for,
so I got a question for you on this.
Sure.
I was joking about 2014 being the year of the next desktop. But I was looking at Tech Meme this morning, and someone was coming up with wearable compute devices. Do you think
wearables? Well, so I have a wearable that I use daily, which is my Fitbit.
Yeah, right? I'm sporting one right here.
Yes,
I've
absolutely
got the Force.
But
I've got the Force, baby.
Do I think?
Is that
there's like people they're talking about like athletic gear, like socks or shoes?
Yeah, we saw the demo. We saw socks.
And there's
stuff.
There's
before.
There's all sorts of really cool stuff out there. I have a feeling that the technology that's in our Fitbit should, in my opinion, be integrated or built right into, you know, say a phone, because you're carrying it with you most of the time.
Yeah.
At least I'm not sure how that would work with the ladies and their purses and stuff. But
what about your watches, smartwatches?
Smartwatches? Yeah.
You think it's really going to take off?
Well, so smartwatch has been around for ages. I mean, do you remember the original Microsoft watch?
I had a Spot.
Yeah. So
as did I,
the one that you held up to the computer monitor and it
blinked
long lines to update your calendar and schedule. So it's been around. The technology's been around.
Hey, I used to have one of those Casio watches. Was it a Casio? That was a miniature calculator. You had to use a pencil eraser to be able to actually press the buttons for a calculator.
Yeah.
Remember those?
Yeah.
I had one of those.
Rigsby says 2 to 3 hours of battery life for a smartwatch is ridiculous, and I would agree with that. So the battery technology needs to kind of upgrade itself a little bit. Yeah, I think that's kind of where technology is going. In all honesty, I think it will catch on and take hold. You just have to have the killer app, the right usage for it.
Yeah, because
to what the Fitbit has done.
I've seen the companion. I would call a companion smart device that's wearable that ties into your phone. As an example, the Samsung looks like it's got a really nice one with their Gear Watch that goes in and talks to their Android phones, that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Something calls and you can take a look at your wrist as opposed to having to dig out your phone to be able to look at it. It's kind of cool, but I don't know. Like it's nothing new. It's just new interpretations of it. CES is making a big thing about it this year.
Ladwig says he doesn't get the hoopla about a smartwatch. He's yet to see one that actually meets a need.
Right.
Half the technology I own doesn't necessarily meet a need. I'm a geek. It's just how I am.
You got it.
Sean Lowe says, wow, need a new keyboard or less Baileys in my coffee at work.
Nice.
It's the keyboard's fault.
It is.
It's never the Baileys' fault.
The keyboard jumped up and dunked itself into the coffee.
It's never. There is never a time that you should have less Baileys in your coffee.
I used to actually have, surprise, surprise, I had one of those rubber keyboards. You ever have one of those?
In other words, a clause-proof keyboard.
It was a clause-proof keyboard. That was a roll-up rubber keyboard with keys that I would use on occasion because I had been known to spill stuff on my keyboards before.
No.
Really? Seriously.
That never happened.
I have.
That
I
never
have.
Happened. Okay. We've been randomly just – do you have a random and I'll be honest with you, I've been at Fry's. A few times.
See, I've sent you to pick me up a wire adapter for my Venue Pro.
Correct.
I needed to go from a male – yeah. I needed to have a cable that was a male end that goes into micro USB to a female traditional USB port. So basically, I'm going to call it a converter, not really a cable.
Yeah,
it's more
they
of a converter
have
a,
some names, OTA and so, or OTR or something.
I wanted to get one of those to be able to plug in like my it is?
Yes.
It's not, you didn't get it at Fry's.
I did not get it at Fry's. I did the online thing. It was super cheap.
I bet you Fry's would have my Torx 1 and Torx 2 screwdriver.
Yes, or I would actually have it in my
But I've got to have my own.
Computer case.
Well, yes.
And in fact, that's actually where I bought my massive
big case.
Okay.
So the funny thing is, I probably already had a Torx 2 because I have a beautiful set of jeweler screwdrivers that include all my Torx bits, and it's a double-ended set. It's really nice quality. You can't strip it. It's really, really nice. It's missing one of the double-ended bits, and that's the one I needed.
The Torx 2.
Yeah. So somehow my kids have taken it and probably used it to open up a can or something.
Yes.
So the Torx bits probably
Or you used it last and you put it up on a shelf where you wouldn't forget it.
It's just like a metal. It's like a metal long bit, like a pencil screwdriver, that sort of stuff. So
Absolutely.
I have to replenish my stock. Maybe I'll do a Fry's trip after this because we are technically still on vacation.
Absolutely. Now here's the thing for me. I'm back to thinking about building my own PC again.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I have a question where maybe you could help me with some beer money stuff. My old Dellosaurus,
yes,
I'm trying to basically convert into a gaming laptop for my son. And obviously I can't replace any components of it, but I keep on getting freaking black screens of death. Like it literally would go into it and it switches to video mode and I have the proper video drivers installed. It just goes into, here's a black screen. I can see the drive activity still going. I can see other things still working. And I get hardware.
Maybe the four or five times
issues.
It was dropped. well, coming off of the conveyor belt at TSA.
Could be. But anyway, I basically need to troubleshoot what is going on with this to determine, is it a hardware issue? Is it a
sure.
conflicting driver issue? But it's not the video card because I've updated the video card software.
Hmm. Wonder if there's a wire loose that you may need a Torx 2-bit.
Torx 2 to fix?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, with just a few minutes that we have left, I'm really curious. The thought of the folks in the chat room on building your own PC. Now,
okay.
I love doing this. It takes a lot of time. However, you used to be able to get a better deal by building your own than a similarly priced device.
Because if I go to the Fry's page right now, I know there's systems that are there that are probably about $400 or $500.
Yes.
That are some pretty kick-ass systems. Or individual components.
See, and that's the question. And maybe we can throw that question out and hit us up in the chat room. Also hit us up on the Twitters.
But you're
at Patch and Switch.
Like, so the question that we always ask whenever anyone asks any IT pro about buying or building a machine, the question I have to turn back to you is, well, how much are you going to spend, dude? $1,000?
$1,500? I want to know.
$400?
Probably no more. I'm looking 7-8.
Yeah.
And it doesn't need to be, like, I'm not looking for a massive gaming rig, right? I'm looking for i5, i7, some decent RAM.
You could do that.
Got a bunch of drives, so that's not a big deal. Decent video card, you know, for when.
What motherboard brand are you? What's your alliance?
You know, I've actually never really truly had an alliance to one or the other.
I was always Asus.
Asus or Gigabyte.
I was always
Gigabyte.
Asus.
Those were always good.
Yeah.
I am now a processor snob.
Yeah.
I'm pretty much, if it's not the Intel, I don't mess with it anymore.
I gave up on the AMDs a while ago, so I'm Intel only. And then obviously now with all the different options with the Haswells and the Bay Trails and blah, 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 whatever they are, you know, it's all good. And
Jason Velocity, Veronica Rigsby, they all say Asus is good, and that's kind of where I'd be going.
Although I do have to say, their website sucks.
Oh, yeah.
For finding the freaking drivers. I wish they would update that one solution, man.
Yeah.
It's always so nasty when you have to go and find drivers for all the onboard components.
Yeah.
But I definitely like their stuff. I guess a little bit of random spending returns. One of the cluster in the boxes went back to its manufacturers.
Oh,
I'm very sad to say.
That's why you've had the tissues.
I'm down.
Yeah.
I'm a little depressed because one of them had to go home. Back to its mama. It'll go off to another new vendor, another new person to try it out, and they will have as much joy as I did using that device for sure. So unfortunately, the data on DNS 9220 has gone home.
It's gone back to its rightful place.
We have some time to name the next show, but
we absolutely do.
I will tweet out and Facebook out. Do I build or do I not?
Yes, let's do that. And I've gotten a lot of good feedback. I mean, everybody seems to like the Asus. Everybody loves the Intel procs. Building your own seems to be kind of what a lot of folks.
So I'm going to say how about one of our new people? How about Jason Velocity? The way we name our show.
Or Sean Lowe.
Sean Lowe, you have to say one word in the chat room. Just one word.
Bjorn.
It has to be office appropriate.
Yes.
And then we'll name our show using that, but you have very limited time to be able to type it in.
Which is our next show, which is in 2 weeks' time.
2 weeks' time.
Yeah.
And while we're waiting for that word, we'll do a shout-out to some friends and colleagues who's actually here monitoring us secretly for the next show. What's the name of your show again, man?
Yin, Yang, and a Bang.
Yin, Yang, and a Bang.
Okay, so Mr. Scott's here, and Scott's going to actually be doing a very similar show to this. It's around developer kind of stuff, right? What is that?
I don't know.
You know what I learned over the holiday break? How to spell .net.
You need to watch my show.
I need to listen to Scott's show.
You got it.
And that your show is going to be on this very same kind of channel where on Blog Talk Radio starting next week.
Next week.
Friday.
We shall tweet it. So Sean Lowe gave us the first word, which is Bailey's. And Jason
Frederick
Velocity.
Said Smurf.
And then Velocity said Mung.
Okay, so.
Bailey Smurf Mung.
Yep, that'll work. Bailey Smurf Mung. You should write that down.
I'll do it right now.
Jay Shock's giving me crap for finally learning how to spell .net. As soon as I learn how to spell ASP, I'll be so much better off.
Roll the music!
So, here we are. It's that time, so let's see. Oh, look, there's the music. Veronica says, send the info, Scott, for the show next week. We will tweet that out from our Twitters as well.
Yep, to our 15 followers.
Anyway, that's it for another show. Happy New Year, buddy.
Hey, thanks, man. I look forward to continuing this. Hopefully, it'll extend our account.
Absolutely. Absolutely, for yet another year. Hey, for everybody out there, thanks for joining us in the chat room. Bjorn, Frederick, Jason Velocity, Jay Shock, Gail Beckman, Mike Rigsby, Ludwig, and Sean Lowe, and Veronica. Wishing everybody a happy 2014. Stay safe. We'll see you in 2 weeks' time. It's the Patch and Switch Show. Have a weekend, everybody.